Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
99.9 KISW.
Text the men's room at 206-803-ROCK.
TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give him a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
Oh, kind of like this music.
Yeah, man. Welcome back to the men's room.
Yes. Oh, God damn it, sorry, Miles.
What's that, you want to do a profile of this?
Boom, 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 boom.
The men's room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Thorhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Irie Miles, yes, I can.
It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth, Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Guess who it is, Ted?
James,
welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, James, you understand how this year game is played?
No, absolutely.
Fantastic. You have a choice today of one of three stories. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
You know what? Let's spill. Let's License to Spill.
License to Spill. Troopers are working to identify the driver of a tractor trailer that crashed on I-95 north in Pawtucket early on Monday morning. The Rhode Island State Police said the truck, traveling from New Jersey to Massachusetts, lost control before an overpass and hit the right barrier. Well, the trailer was carrying cases of alcohol, which spilled onto the highway and left debris scattered across the roadway. Inexplicably, the driver fled the scene and the search is now underway, which leads me to believe that he stole the truck, right?
Oh.
That's my guess. I don't know. Anyway, the Rhode Island
Department...
The Rhode Island Department of Transportation said the overpass itself was not hit and sustained no structural damage, but it remains unclear whether anyone was injured or even what caused the crash. But the real question is, what kind of alcohol was that truck hauling? Was it wine? Was it whiskey? Was it vodka? Or was it beer? So wine, whiskey, vodka, or beer?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I want to apologize for my voice today, gentlemen. I was at the Mariners game last night, and it was unreal.
Nice. Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. Well, you earned it.
Yeah.
That is the voice of a victory.
James, I'm going beer.
Absolutely. You're going beer?
I'm going beer. How long was the highway
closed? What are you feeling?
How long was the highway closed?
I'm not sure if they said that. Hang on. They don't say how long it was closed.
I'm going to say because it's I-95 and it's close to the water, that this is wine. These were people being fancy, having, you know, oysters and wine.
All right? That's what I'm thinking, too. I'm going to go with that. I'm going with wine.
Okay, what was that truck carrying? Wine, whiskey, vodka, or beer? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Categories license to spill on profile. This real tragedy happened in Rhode Island. As a semi-truck crash carrying alcohol.
Yep.
The driver took off running, fled the scene. He has not been found. Question is, what was the alcohol that spilled all over the interstate? Wine, whiskey, vodka, or beer?
James, that is the very question that we posed to you. And you agreed with E. Ted Smith that it was wine, because the fancy ladies are going to drink wine and eat oysters. It was not wine, my friend. I am sorry.
Oh, no.
And Miles, you went with beer, the old tried and true.
Yeah.
Right? Why the hell not?
Yeah,
100% correct.
Okay. Oh, all right.
If you're going to steal, I feel like anyone that's going to steal a truck full of booze, for whatever reason, it's going to be beer.
I'm not even sure if he stole it. I really think he might have been inebriated.
But they would still know who was driving the truck, is my thought.
There's a lot of reasons that...
You never get high on your own supply.
That's that's a fact. Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, Miles, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Yeah, both of them. Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, or Ted Smith. That's the man.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title is, guys have teams of talented writers, help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Lego recently released a collectible Star Wars Death Star set that costs nearly $1,000. I guess they figure if you have that kind of money to throw away on Lego, you probably cheered for the Empire.
I'll say you.
Fallon.
Sapphires.
Lego recently released a collectible Star Wars Death Star set, which cost nearly $1,000. I guess they figure if you have that kind of money to throw away on Lego, you probably cheered for the Empire.
When they first announced that, initially, the first article I read was $2,000.
Damn.
I was like, Jesus, man.
I should do that. I should go to Star Wars movies and cheer for the Empire.
Yeah.
Yes! Get him! Kill him!
Who is that guy?
There's a new ranking about the best things about fall. Number one is autumn leaves, crisp air is second, comfortable clothes, Halloween, and naughty nurse costumes.
Lee Ted Smith.
Yes. Yeah. See, I changed it from slutty nurse.
Yeah.
I thought you would have known it was me was slutty.
We definitely would have known.
And undersea threesome news, a tiger shark trio was captured mating in the wild for the first time. This new avatar is weird. The freaky fish wave was captured by shark researcher Dr. Hugo Lasauce, saying filming the event was exciting. And you can read all about his new findings in next month's issue of Shark Perv.
Colbert.
That's Colbert.
In undersea threesome news, a leopard shark trio was captured mating in the wild for the first time.
Man, the new Avatar is weird. The freaky fishway over here was captured by shark researcher Dr. Hugo Lasauce, saying the filming event was so exciting. You can read all about his findings in next month's issue of Shark Perv.
I say get it, you tiger sharks.
It's great.
Those things are huge.
Yeah, yeah, and aggressive.
Michaels is now putting a Joann Fabrics into each one of their stores. You might not care, but for your mom, this is like Taylor Swift doing a duet with Taylor Swift.
Fallon.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Michaels announced that they're putting a Joann Fabrics section into all of their stores. Yeah. You might not care, but for your mom, this is like Taylor Swift doing a duet with Taylor Swift. You know what I'm saying? That's
exactly. Oh, my bad. That's it. This won't shock you. Jimmy Kimmel broke his own record for most YouTube views for a monologue.
Well, sure.
Yeah. So, look, there was so much attention on it. You knew people were going to watch it.
Of course.
And they did. Yeah. And obviously, if you live in Seattle, you still got to go to YouTube to watch it.
That's correct.
Yeah. We've been talking all day about Cal Raleigh, but seriously, the Mariners, that run's unbelievable.
That first inning last night was crazy.
And it's easy to say. We've been here 20 years, right? Mm-hmm. And just think about it. 20 years, a long time.
Yes.
What was it? 2 years ago, they snuck into the playoffs.
But they've never really
been good, you know? And I don't know. You don't want to jinx it, right? I think about one of my old buddies, Matty C, and I used to always say to him, what is with the Mariners? And he's like, you're not from here. You'll never, not gatekeeping.
Right.
But he's just like, it's hard to understand if you're not from here.
Sure.
And then even girls I dated would go on and on about Griffey. And I remember saying but Griffey never bought you a title.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, but you don't get it, this and that. And you had the 116 team and '01 or something.
Well, I was telling Tedder,
that's it.
Like what Cal.
Thank you, Mike.
What Cal's doing right now is amazing.
Yes,
but Naylor, all right, got him halfway through the season. So far as a Mariner, now this guy is 17-for-17 on stolen bases.
Yeah,
I want to say he's 28-for-30 on the year. All right, he's 5'10". He weighs 235 pounds. He's slower than dirt.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has technique and knows how to read the pitcher, knows how to read the pitches, knows when to take the jump. He is stealing bases based on genius technique.
Right.
Which to me,
physical ability.
In my lifetime, I've never heard of anything. The slow guy is so good at stealing bases. I never stole a base in my life. I'm the slow guy. I can't imagine, what is tipping him off? What is he seeing? You know, they're not pitching the windup, obviously. They're pitching from the stretch.
Right.
So he should be able to teach people this. You know what I'm saying?
It's got to just be film study, but I'm with you. Now, granted, full disclosure, right? I stopped playing baseball when I'm 14. But I played a lot, right? I used to play in three leagues, and I'm with you. Outside of a pass ball, I never stole a base.
Right.
So, but him, we're not even talking pass balls.
It's not that he's slow. Not fast.
I think it's got to be he's watched that much film.
Yep.
And just
on each pitcher? I mean, how do you know? I mean, they could put in a middle reliever, and he still will steal a base. He didn't watch that guy in tape. He's reading that pitcher on the mound. He knows something that nobody else does.
I will say, though, the last few years, I am shocked at the amount of tape those guys watch.
Yeah, you know, we never did. Baseball. Football, yes. Baseball, no.
Right, so football is pretty famous. You know what I mean? Football is the first sport I really knew of. Even in high school, freshman football, you had film day after a game. But you're right. The film they put in now for baseball and stuff is wild. You even see it in soccer, right? A lot of times, if you see something go to a goal kicks, right, a shootout, you'll notice a lot of times the keeper on his water bottle, he will have a list of names of who he thinks is going to shoot and which way they generally go.
Okay.
So you got to sit there.
That's smart.
Yeah, so I'm with you. Miles, you might be right. Maybe he just knows ticks of the pitcher, but to me, he must be breaking
17 of 17
hours of tape.
I mean, that itself is amazing. The fact that he's gotten 28 stolen bases on 30 attempts.
All right.
To me, that's insane.
All right.
That's almost perfect.
Yeah, it is crazy. I mean, that's the other issue with the Mariners is they're so hot.
Like, I hate to say it, but like, I feel like they should lose a game or something before they get in the playoffs.
Hey, man, I mean, look, they're rolling right now. Just keep rolling.
Well, look what Cleveland did. I mean, they went, what, 15? So yeah. They crawled back. I mean, they were on streak.
Baseball is just a streaky sport as well.
That's the dangerous team right there. The Guardians are dangerous, just based on how hot they are.
Correct.
Just
correct.
Catching fire at the end of the year.
And I think there's something to do if they lose tonight. Like, I want to say if they lose today before the Mariners play, then I think that kind of clinches, like, hey, we get a bye and everything else.
Maybe.
You know what? Look, I'll be full honest with you people. Part of it is selfish reasons. I will be in College Park in a couple Saturdays to watch the Huskies and that upset special against the Terps. But the idea that after that football game is over, that we could watch the Mariners in a playoff baseball game, like, I'm just like, this would be awesome.
Castle came in the office today and goes, they're $260 apiece, upper deck. And I'm like, oh my God, the tickets.
Yeah.
That's still not that bad. It's playoffs, man.
You just got to find a buddy to go with who's willing to drop that kind of coin, I guess.
I've been
because you get a pair.
Right. I think I went to an ALCS game for the Orioles versus the Yankees. And again, I think I had to be like 13 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only playoff baseball I've ever seen in my life.
I've never been to a playoff baseball game.
So Ted and I went and saw Prince. $250.
Yeah.
Until he died, we didn't say it was worth it. Right. It was a great show.
Was it $250? I thought it might have been $350. That was expensive.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But not until he died. Could we say that was worth it to see him at the Showbox?
You're right. In my mind, just because it's baseball.
Like an NFL ticket, like $260. I'm like, yeah, you went to a sporting event. This is to me, that is a freaking deal.
We saw the Foo Fighters there, and it was like $60, $75 at the Showbox.
I think so. Sports tickets, right? And I think sports tickets are different just because there's no guarantee,
right?
You know what I mean? Like,
but that's what makes it exciting, right? I mean, that's
correct.
Kinda...
Like most musical acts, right? Like. They're probably going to tour again, unless something tragic happens and somebody dies.
I miss Tom Petty, yes.
As I say, me and you are the classic example of Tom Petty.
Like, we'll see him next time he comes around, because it came around once every 2 years.
That's why I'm going to the Who tonight. I mean, honestly.
Correct.
Yeah, just because this is it.
Right, and there's I get it, right? Sometimes you just want to go see a tour because that person's super hot right now.
Yeah.
But also, you're right, with some of those older bands, like, I've seen the Stones twice, right? Like, if they come back again, like, I don't feel like I have to go.
You're
but it's
right,
like,
yeah.
All right, I've seen it.
I might have to buy the ticket just to go see a Mariner playoff game.
Correct.
I mean, you just got to bite the bullet and do it.
If we're talking about us being here 20 years,
I know.
There's generations of people that have never seen them play a playoff game in person.
Right.
I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, they're just one of those clubs. Like, they've never been to the World Series. I mean, the 95 slide is famous, and that didn't even get them into the World Series.
Yeah.
This is truly the most toxic relationship I've ever had in my entire life. I've said it as soon as, you know, the opening day for the past few seasons, they're coming down, there's fireworks going off, they've got the red carpet, everybody's cheering, and I just say, I hate this team. They're going to do it to me again. They're going to absolutely break my heart come September, and I still feel that way. I'm still waiting for it. That's what it is to be a Mariners fan. I love these guys, but I hate these guys so doggone much, because I know disappointment is right around the corner, and I'm not going to say that until we go to the show.
And credit to Cal Raleigh. You know, a couple years ago when he came out and called out the front office,
it was
gutsy.
It was 2 years ago.
Right. Not many people are going to do that. I mean, I think they were – Mike, am I right in thinking they were talking about getting rid of him? Or maybe trading him after he spoke up?
I don't remember if they were talking about getting rid of him, but they were certainly they were cleaning house all over the place.
He questioned to the owners. He questioned management as far as the manager of the team. He questions a lot of things and said, look, if you don't get this crap straightened out, it's never going
to
happen.
Yeah. Correct. So to me, he does that. And then this just the run he's on right now. I mean, if they go all the way, I mean, I do firmly believe because he's an everyday catcher and switch hits, he should be the MVP. If they win that World Series, like, I think he bumps Marshawn Lynch off the list of, like,
the
famous
Seattle moments.
Seattle athletes.
Well, they all have, I mean, everyone has their place. But, yeah, he's a part of that. He's a part of that Mount Rushmore.
Correct. I mean, that's how legends are made, to go out there and just be like, hey, we got to straighten this out. And then to actually go do it.
To back up your words.
Right? Yeah. And like I said, like, it's a, like, we're joking around about it, but like, when I saw him and he was eating that hummus, like, he looked fit. He dropped weight. Like, he was ready to rock this year.
And I think he's proven it.
And he didn't put that hummus on a cracker. Like you said, he put it on a cucumber.
I'm almost positive it's on a cucumber.
He's watching his carbs.
Right. And also, don't forget that he was also the one to hit the walk-off that broke the drought.
Right.
You remember a few years back when we went to the playoffs for the first time in, what, 22 years? It was him that hit that walk-off homer. Like, he is so ingrained in great Seattle moments already when it comes to the Mariners.
Yeah, just
he's not done.
How about
just
that?
Unbelievable. And then also, just to the Mariners fans, like, I don't know how to say this, but just, like, good on you.
Yes.
Like, they should be partying. I mean, you know, like, because I go to Sounders stuff, Seahawks stuff, been to Husky stuff, but, like, those Mariners fans, you guys have been there, through hell and back.
There was 10 years of watching that team where I was just, at the All-Star break, it was done.
Oh, yeah.
Correct. Sure. It was done halfway through. Yeah. And it just pissed me off. I'm like, it's already over. I would still go to games afterwards.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it was like,
ticket prices dropped.
There's no chance in hell. I'm just going to go watch baseball now.
And anybody who's been here will tell you, Seattle is a baseball city. We love our team when they do well. They just haven't been here forever.
Right.
Right. And this is, I'll just sum it up with this. I don't care if it's the pumpkin beer, PSLs, you like a little cooler. I mean, come on. You got the Seahawks playing. You got the number one team in the country showing up in Mount Lake tomorrow. You got the Mariners on fire. Like, this is what makes fall awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? And look, even if you don't like sports, you have to admit, there's an energy coming out of SoDa.
You feel the vibe.
Yeah,
You feel the vibe. That's all, man.
And I just good on them. I can't wait. Watching the celebrations. Again, shout out to Root Sports, staying in there and doing extra stuff. I thought it was awesome seeing somebody dump beer on Angie Mentek. You know what I mean? It's like, they're having that much fun.
Yep.
Over on Amazon Prime, though, you got the Cardinals and the Seahawks. Feels like a trap game. Come on, Seahawks. The Mariners are winning. You got to win.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in The Men's Room. 99.9 KLISW.
All right, here we go. In Florida, two roofers slip off a house and fall into an empty swimming pool. Meanwhile, a woman puts up billboards in the Bay Area, hoping to find the perfect tool. Shoplifter drives away with store employee hanging on the hood of the car. A parent is reunited with owner after flying away pretty far. And there's a serious stink in one English town. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to England, where a crisis was averted. Several locals of a small town north of Liverpool called emergency services to report smelling a gas leak in the area. The leak was traced to an area downtown full of various shops, which gas crews searched and inspected to find the actual source of the leak. Their search eventually led them to a local grocery store, the owner of which being the one that could solve the mystery of the source of the gas. Problem was, it wasn't a gas leak at all. It was their stock of durian fruit, the large, spiky fruit known for its pungent odor. While the gas worker didn't initially believe that it was the fruit, a quick whiff of the fresh one changed his mind and the town was put at ease.
That stuff's just crazy, man.
Smell it.
I don't want to. Mm-hmm.
It's not as bad as they make it seem to be, but it, yeah.
They thought there was a gas leak in an area.
You've never gone over to those doggone spiky things and just taken a quick whiff?
I haven't. I'm not even sure what they would look like, to be honest with you. I've never seen it in the wild.
Ah, they're at like Safeways and QFCs and whatnot. You can find them pretty easy.
You can find durian fruit there?
Yes, sir.
I might accidentally drop one on the floor, let it bust open. My bad.
Well, I heard it gives you like really nasty burps too. Like you smell awful.
Damn, girl, you smell like a durian fruit.
Awkward story out of San Francisco. One woman is going to great lengths to find her forever. The young lady has been trying to find for some time to find the man that she's been waiting for, but tells local media that she wasn't having any luck with the more traditional methods of finding somebody. So she improvised. For the last month, she's extended her search by putting up various billboards between San Francisco and Santa Clara, featuring a picture of her, her website, marylisa.com, which features her profile all about her, and even a feature where potential suitors can submit their applications to start their connection.
Yeah, because most guys want someone that desperate.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, too. And it,
I mean, my God, man.
I get it. You know, desperate times call for desperate measures, but sometimes
billboards.
That's just... Yeah.
I mean, she's got
several
money.
Several billboards.
Yeah, so we know she can take care of herself, that's for sure.
Right.
I mean, it's not like she's some kind of beast.
No.
No, she's not. But she's also the type of person that would put up billboards like, "Do you want to marry me?"
No. Yeah.
Nope. Okay.
What are you offering, Lisa?
You know?
Well, like anything else. She has a, but did you check out her website?
No.
Of course
so,
not.
So I clicked, no, you know, oh, absolutely. I clicked on the website to see, like, what is her laundry list of things that she's looking for. So first of all, she wants to find a man that automatically wants to have kids pretty well right away.
Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't, but it's about who you're with.
That, what I'm saying
you
is,
know what I'm saying?
It was like an itemized list of all these things, all these boxes need to be checked for me to even consider going on a date with you. So it's no wonder that she's she's not easily dateable, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you smoke weed, she's not going to go out with you.
Well, have
if
fun
you,
in San Francisco.
If you have more than two drinks at dinner, she's not going to go out with you.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It's all these things where you're just like, this is exactly why people aren't getting married.
That's why you're putting up a billboard.
Yeah. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Oh, wait, there's almost more.
Whoa, dang it. I know what happened. Okay. To Chicago, where a family got their friend back. They were out on a camping trip with their macaw parrot baby when the unthinkable happened. Baby took wing and flew away, you know, like parrots do when they're outside.
You're telling me the bird flew away?
Indeed. The family tried to get him to come back, but he flew too far to find his family again. They called for as much help as they could to bring him back, and while they got plenty of sightings, they were never able to get themselves or professionals on professional help on site before he flew off again. Eventually, someone lured him in with an... Thank you. Lured him in with an apple and was able to grab the chain that he was attached to,
an
bringing
apple?
Him in to capture once again.
That's yeah, it. Who knew? I didn't know what parrots ate.
That's all it took, man. Just a little apple. All right, time for some men's room sports there, Ted. Yeah. Just in case you haven't heard, first off, thank you for choosing me as your only source of news. But the Mariners kept the train rolling last night, chalking up their 16th win in their last 17 games. They had already punched their ticket to the playoffs Tuesday night with the win. And with their victory last night, they clinched their spot as the winners of the AL West Division. Well done, boys. The Talking Heads are saying that the magic number is now one more game to win, and the Mariners will also clinch the number two seed in the playoffs, giving them great position for October baseball. They could also possibly clinch the number one seed, but... not holding our breath just yet. It could happen. What's more? Cal Raleigh, Mr. Hummus, drove two more over the wall to bring his season total up to 60 home runs. Context for people that don't know just how impressive that is. Only five people in the more than 100-year history of baseball have hit more home runs than Cal Raleigh. Babe Ruth no longer finds himself on the list of people that have hit more home runs than him in a single season.
What and some of those guys have asterisks next to their names.
Also, that home run he hit last night in the first inning was just, I mean, like, is that thing going to just leave the
right.
T-Mobile?
Just keep flying, absolutely.
Golly, those people who bought those tickets never in their wildest dreams thought they would catch a home run ball.
No.
It came right in their lap.
Game 3 against the Rockies is on later on tonight over on Root. You've also got college football on ESPN, preseason hockey on NHL, and the Seahawks are currently in Arizona against the Cardinals for a little Thursday night football. Already underway over on Amazon Prime. And as far as your weather, should be partly cloudy skies with a low of 51 tonight, mostly sunny with a high of 70 tomorrow. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Ted versus the FCC and a bad choice Friday coming your way next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.